If we have been manipulated, if our programs have been suppressed or covered over by outside programs implanted in us, for instance by way of gene fragments, then we can no longer get in contact with our own causes in order to dissolve them. We can no longer feel ourselves, we can no longer sense what the day wants to tell us, what the day stimulates us to clear up. Manipulation puts up a barrier so that we can no longer get to our causes. Our world of feelings, our conscience, are then blocked. We can no longer feel remorse, because our feelings are cold, having lost the connection to ourselves. The condition of being controlled is marked by dependency, narrow-mindedness, lethargy, dullness, and lack of freedom. This condition is highly unworthy of a child of God. However, it does not remain a constant. Instead, we are compelled to continue to sin and burden our soul ever more. This means that the soul may need eons to reach the eternal home, until it regains its spiritual heritage. This is the will of the demon. The demon can exactly sense that God has placed a limit on reincarnation, so that overburdened souls cannot constantly come to earth in order to cause what is against the laws of God. It is in this aspect that the Spirit of God does battle with the adversary. He fights for every single human child and calls upon mankind to not acquiesce to such machinations. The soul of a person who is forced to live until the age of 130 years will end up in the most abject misery, in spiritual death. It is possible that such a soul cannot reach its divine heritage for many incarnations because as a person it was subject to genetic manipulation. This would mean a total enslavement of people and souls under a demonic hierarchy. Now it is easier to understand the meaning of the sentence at the beginning of our book. Genetic engineering is the interference into our physical genetic makeup in order to block our spiritual heritage. We also now know who is doing the interfering. The genetic engineer himself, the individual scientist, can hardly have an interest in this. Isn't he himself the one being used who, perhaps because of his human vanity, becomes a tool for the darkness? It is the demons who want to ruthlessly carry out their well-calculated plan at the expense of a world population which is then supposed to be overjoyed by the blessings of genetic engineering. What is now becoming visible is the last act of the great cosmic event being staged by the demons. They want to rule this earth and put themselves above God. With all their negative power, they push for the developments which suit their purpose. Their dream to be victorious over God should become reality. They want to face Him and say, "We are the gods. You be silent." Throughout the history of man, the demon has exerted itself in many ways to force the earth and mankind into its power. Now it tries with gene manipulation. The demon cannot sink any lower. This is the last fall of the demon, and this fall will not bring it dominion over God but the fall of this world. What we call the world is not the earth. The earth will purify itself and the kingdom of peace will spread over the earth as has been announced. With the use of the word world, we are referring to the product of the human ego, the creations of human wanting and striving, the offspring of the intellect. This world will perish. It will be destroyed by its own hands, according to the law of sowing and reaping. We know this will happen from the revelations of the Spirit of the Christ of God, given today through the prophetess of God, our sister Gabrielle. For more than 20 years, we have experienced again and again that everything the Spirit of God has told us has been and is the truth. Much of what was predicted has happened and will continue to happen. Each person is free to accept these revealed truths or to refuse them. Next headline is, The Cosmic Perspective. Let us look at the great cosmic event in this time of change. The last battle between light and darkness, from a greater, a cosmic, perspective. When the four beings removed themselves from the heavenly kingdom of light and began to build their own realm, they wanted to be like God. They wanted to create as God, who of himself had brought forth the entire pure, spiritual universe, with its countless suns and planets, with its spiritual kingdoms of nature and the spirit beings. But since God, in his impersonal form as Holy Spirit, as streaming light, as flowing energy, is all in all things, present in all things as the law of life, the absolute law, the adversary beings, among them those who later became the demons, could not invent something totally new, and were forced to depend on the law of God. Since the demons do not have any power of their own, they took the energy that God gave them on their wrong path and reversed it. They transformed down the pure spiritual, that is, positive, power into negative power. And this also happens to the law of God, which is the selflessly giving, uniting love. Every aspect of the divine law was turned into negativity by the darkness, into human egocentricity. We can recognize these reversed divine principles, the satanic demonic principles, all over the world. And during this last great battle between light and darkness, now, at the end of time, the demon is basing his strategy on what the divine spirit has already revealed. The divine spirit spoke in this sense, "Behold, I will make everything new, a new heaven, and a new earth." The demons have taken this up and say, "We will make." Although God's creation is perfect and absolute and his powers are effective, well-ordered and self-operating, and thus, his law needs no improvement and support, other demons had to think up a thing or two so that their creation of the new earth and the new heaven could proceed. By constantly taking from the all-wise divine principle, they found the means, a genetic engineering and genetic manipulation, at the guile with which they hoped and in part still hope to reach their goal. They also found enough scientists willing to play their evil game. The reader has already read in what ways the demon's state wants to create a new earth, namely, its new earth, a new animal and plant world and a new human being. But how can a new heaven be made according to the plan of darkness? We find this knowledge in the book which we have already mentioned, His Eye. The Bookkeeping of God. The Microcosm in the Macrocosm. It gives the following explanation: man is the microcosm in the macrocosm. His negative human programs, his negative feeling, thinking, speaking, and acting are his errors and weaknesses. His guilt, his sinful acts are not only stored in the person himself, in his brain, in his soul and in his genetic makeup, but are in total congruence with himself also stored in certain stars and planets, in the macrocosm of the material world and of the purification planes. Each cell of the body is registered in the stars. Every move and change is immediately registered in the stars. The same applies to the earth and the nature kingdoms. Every leaf on a tree and every move of a bug is recorded in the corresponding repository stars. As below, so above. Humanity has its specific star worlds. We can presently observe the disappearance of a large number of stars which are being sucked in by black holes. This can be traced back to the many plants and animal species that are dying off, simply disappearing from the face of the earth. There is a direct communication link between human beings and the information stored in the stars and planets. When a new human body is being formed on Earth, this also happens in the energy of the stars and planets. These processes are known to the demons and they have included these factors in their plan. If they could succeed in creating new plants, animals and people according to their wish, equipped with their demonic programs, fashioned and animated according to their demonic will and plan, then these changes would appear at the same time in the stars and planets of both macrocosms caused by the fall. New programs, that is, information, stored in the genes and in man would bring about new repository stars. These would have to coincide with what would be found on Earth, in one word, the demonic. In this way, the forces opposing God would then have created their heaven. Next headline is, Genetic Engineering Opens Up Completely New Prospects. Shortly before the publication of the German edition of this book, there appeared in several prominent German newspapers an open letter from the Initiative for Genetic Engineering, Frankfurt, to the governments of the states of Germany, signed by distinguished industrialists and scientific experts as well as a well-known dignitary of the Catholic Church. Under the headline "Without Genetic Engineering We Gamble Away a Part of Our Future in Germany," it read, "Genetic engineering opens up completely new prospects. Without genetic engineering employed responsibly there will be no progress in health, environment and quality of life. Genetic engineering is of major importance in research and in the battle against AIDS, cancer and Alzheimer's disease. Genetic engineering gives us the opportunity to treat and heal incurable diseases A more quickly and directly. Genetic engineering is the key for a production process that requires fewer raw materials, consumes less energy and produces less waste. Those concerned about the environment in particular should support genetic engineering. A large industrial nation such as Germany needs genetic engineering in order to remain competitive. Unlike other countries that support genetic engineering, Germany puts its future at stake, just as once happened with microelectronics. Can we allow ourselves to become a second-class nation? Genetic engineering is overregulated in Germany. The consequences are that our best researchers immigrate to countries like USA, France and Japan, and German businesses have to carry out their research and manufacturing abroad. It is high time this exodus is stopped. For this, we need a rapid and effective deregulation of the laws governing genetic engineering in Germany. We appeal to the political leaders of our country, to federal and state lawmakers, to all responsible, concerned citizens, tear down the hurdles against genetic engineering in Germany. We need this basic technology in order to fulfill our duty for the future of our children. We appeal to your responsibility for our country. The statements are clear. One needs only to read between the lines of this text. Open pressure is being exerted on the politicians to cast aside all doubt about genetic engineering. Fear of becoming a second-class industrial nation and losing a high standard of living diminishes the significance of ethical criteria. Next headline is, "Protection and rescue is possible for every one of us." Each one of us is affected by whatever small or large event takes place on Earth. No one can avoid coming in contact with genetically altered gene fragments. But how can we protect ourselves from becoming a victim of genetic manipulation? How can we protect ourselves from being imperceptibly influenced and having to suffer the consequences described here? The only protection for the soul is the actualization of the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount. In this way we follow Jesus of Nazareth. The daily actualization of his teachings purifies and stabilizes the soul in Christ. The divine light grows stronger, it radiates into the physical body. When it is possible for the power of God to stream throughout our body and soul, then it can also protect the body and transform the many poisons if this is good for the soul. This occurs in the following way. If we seriously take the Christian path of recognizing ourselves and actively changing our ways, our soul reaches a higher vibration, which lies above the vibrations of the foreign genes. In the best case, this results in the inability of foreign genes to take root in us. If the implantation of foreign genes has already taken place, then repair enzymes can immediately recognize and eliminate them from the body. Our body is perfectly capable of coping with such dangerous intruders, but only when our soul is filled with enough light and has the energy to function accordingly in our physical body. The energy of our soul increases only when we daily actualize the laws of God. Our sole protection in this day and age is Christ, the actualization of the Sermon on the Mount and the Ten Commandments. So that we can understand and grasp the details contained in the Ten Commandments and in the Sermon on the Mount, and how we can apply them in our daily life, Christ has given to all people the inner path, the path to their divine heritage for our purposes to become divine again. He shows each one of us the path to the inner freedom, the way to Him. On the inner path we learn to apply the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount in our daily life in a practical way, so that we purify and protect our soul. This way we can also channel Christ's power to our physical body so that it is protected as well as possible in this time of radical change. Christ is the way, the truth and the life, particularly at this time of insecurity and destruction, when external disintegration and decline become apparent. Christ is the only support, the only security. With His power, He is the only protection. He is our rescue and our life. Christ is the free spirit, that never influences or manipulates. He is the revolutionary who demands clarity, decisiveness and perseverance. More clearly than ever we find a parting of spirits here. Jesus of Nazareth said, "The one who does the will of my Father in heaven is a child of God. A child of God does not interfere in the life of its neighbors, it does not force its way with guile and violence into the life of the animals, our second neighbors, and enslave them. Only the children of demons do that. The accomplices of the demonic realms. What the future will bring us is certain. It brings what has already been foretold in the revelation of John, a new heaven and a new, light-filled earth are the kingdom of peace of Jesus Christ with people of a highly spiritual frame of mind, who live the absolute law of eternity on earth. Christ is here. He calls to all people. No one needs to end up in the hands of the demons. The person who wants to participate in the coming light-filled time on earth or, in the higher worlds of the beyond, to continue on the path home to the peace and light of the eternal home may decide. Because there is only one choice, either A or the end."